Many folks ask about recommended firearms best for predator hunting. We're checking options next on Western Life Radio.
For the latest snowmobile grooming reports and current snowmobile conditions throughout the state, check out www.snowut.com. Grooming schedules are posted and conditions and snow depths are updated weekly. There is also a link to the Utah Avalanche Forecast Center so you can get all of your snowmobile information in one spot. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement has been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
First sparing firearms are great for predator hunters. Craig Heap with Sportsman's Warehouse discusses some options.
That depends on a couple of different things. One, what firearms you have, obviously. You can shoot them with any rifle that you want to shoot them with. If you don't have a large collection of different calibers, then you can use your .30-06 deer hunting rifle. The biggest thing to consider is if you're going to be trying to save the pelts or if you're just after the incentive from the DWR, it makes a big difference on what caliber you choose and also what load you use with that caliber. I like a smaller caliber like a .223 or a .243 with a light grain, very frangible bullet because I'm a fur guy, so I don't like an exit wound. It's very fur sparing calibers, and also I use a shotgun a lot. I try and get them in as close as I can. That's part of the fun, is being able to call them in to within shotgun range, which we're talking anywhere from 60 yards down to 6 feet is the fun spot for me to shoot. So that's what I try to strive for. You need to have a very accurate rifle and very good optics, because truly the body cavity on a coyote is about 8 to 9 inches tall in the chest cavity. And if they're looking head on to you, they're about 5 inches wide. The rest of that's all fur. If you own a .30-06 and you want to get into predator hunting, and that's the gun that you're comfortable shooting with, and that's the gun that you're accurate with, and it's the only gun you've got, have at it. More power to you, and you may not be doing much fur sparing, but it'll be a good time for sure.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.